Alright, timer set. Evening, Fox.
Evening, Rod.
So, time for a second podcast. I think it's about a year since we did one.
I believe you, Ray, blah, blah, blah. You, Lockie, Sarah, and the short little child one.
That's it.
Michael, that's the name.
That's him. Yes. So, I figured let's just have a chat about the recent news, and that was... And obviously, that time of year, new announcements for Battlefield and Call of Duty.
Okay. Yes, I'm looking forward to Battlefield.
Which map should we play? Omaha Beach, I reckon.
Yeah, no. That one's boring.
Okay.
The one with the great big huge ship that you... Actually, no, that one, yes, Omaha Beach.
Okay, Omaha Beach, yeah, there's... Alright. AR skills, impossible?
Yeah, Dan, let's not go impossible.
Oh, it's fine. Number of bots, 150% sounds good. Well, let's give them some more of my CPU. How about I just go hard? Yeah, what the hell.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember when this used to take like 3 minutes?
I think I used to multiply this at LANs. On a Celeron 333.
Yeah, you start loading it up. Those people that smoked could go have a smoke, come back and it'll be just in time.
Spawn times. Okay. So yeah, all the news, Battlefield and Call of Duty.
Yeah, I'm excited for half of Call of Duty.
Yeah. Which half? I suppose let's talk about Call of Duty first, because that was announced first, slightly. We had that teaser on YouTube, I think, just before it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Modern Warfare Remake.
Yes, that was true.
I think most people, that's what they're looking forward to.
Yeah, I do enjoy Modern Warfare. I was actually thinking the other day of just having a small little LAN at home with... Call of Duty 4, because, well, at least we could land the damn thing.
Yes.
And it was fun. And their bots were, they were like a third-party bot. But at least they used to run in a single file line.
Yeah, it was fun with an LMG.
So you just sort of, we have three of us and about 25 of them. And you just duck in a corner and just sit there with an LMG and we just see how long we could last for.
Yeah, I remember doing that with you and Rico.
Yeah. That was a good, fun game.
One thing that I'm interested in seeing, I believe they did say that you could do LAN games with Modern Warfare, the remake.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're allowing that for Infinity Warfare or whatever the hell they're calling it now.
Infinity War...
Warfare Infinity. Infinity
what
Warfare.
Modern
War Affinity.
What a... words. I can't words. Fuck, I'm spawning on the ship.
Or drive the boat closer, goddammit.
Yeah. Although that was the annoying thing in this one is whenever you did play with bots, there'll be this one bot which would hop in the boat and would never leave.
Mm-hmm.
So you... Ah! I'm in! But I can't kick out the guy from seat one. Nope, that's my ship. Sorry, not that button. I can't kick Larry Vaughan out. Larry, you wanker!
Are you sure you're not in the driving seat already?
Definitely. Number one is always driving seat.
God damn you, Larry.
Okay, anyway. There's no bots in this closet. So yeah, Call of Duty, Infinite... Let me look on the other computer. Infinite War!
Yeah.
There
we go. Call of Duty Warfare, Modern, whatever.
Call of Duty, registered trademark, Infinite Warfare. Whoops, I'm going... pay attention. Yeah. Okay, so... When I went to listen to that trailer, or watched it, I was listening to a tune and going, oh, that tune sounds familiar. And then it was clearly a Major Tom of Ground Control Major Tom from David Bowie, and it's like, I wonder how much Activision would have paid for the rights just to play that song in the in that trailer, considering
they have enough money.
True. So I like the song in the trailer. That's about it so far. The rest of it,
it's just a video to pump it up.
It is only a reveal
trailer.
There's
no in-game footage, so it's much of a muchness.
Yeah. I suppose we have E3 around the corner, so I'm sure we'll see a lot more for it.
Hopefully we see some gameplay there.
Yes. So, with luck, we will see if Call of Duty can redeem itself. I know the last Call of Duty game we actually bought was Black Ops 2. That's it. I haven't gotten any new ones since then. Yeah. Sorry, fella. Hit with the head of a rocket launcher. Wasn't me.
Yeah,
they are fun games if you just want a quick... If you've got like 10 minutes to kill and you just want to shoot things and die a lot, then yeah, it's fine. Well, me, there's a flashbang, you know I'm in the map. So it is good for those quick 5-minute games. And Battlefield is more...
For the lengthier games.
Yeah.
I'm interested in Infinite Warfare, just because I haven't really played a Call of Duty game for quite a while.
Mm.
That being said, I'll probably end up primarily playing the Modern Warfare remake.
Yeah. Just so you can hear Captain Price yell for soap.
Mm-hmm.
Soap, come save me! Is he being dragged along?
Yeah, yeah. Gotta love the Battlefield 1 physics.
Yeah. So, speaking of Battlefield 1...
Battlefield 1 was announced.
Yeah.
Seems everyone in gaming is forgetting how to count.
Yes, and the one thing I noticed with the reveal trailer for it on YouTube was it was marketed as an Xbox One exclusive. So I'm wondering if that's sort of go along with the Battlefield 1 Xbox One.
Most stuff will be released on the Xbox One first.
Yeah.
That would be kind of silly not to have it as multi-platform.
Yeah. So we'll... So we haven't really seen much from that trailer. That one was obviously just CG. Wasn't really of any in-game stuff.
In-game engine, but still much like Modern Warfare, is just...
Yeah.
Probably just a whole heap of stuff from the single player.
Though... If you gave me both games in front of me, which one would I play, still up to debate. I do like Battlefield, and I do like the fact that they're going sort of back to their roots, and slightly further back, to the, I suppose, World War One days now, instead of the 1942 days. Oh, I'm out of bullets.
Going back to the advent of big warfare.
Yeah. So, it's, I'm interested to see it. It has piqued my interest. If it was going to be another Modern Warfare title, so to speak.
Another modern day one.
Yeah, then I really wouldn't have been too solemn. It's another glorified map pack for Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they've sort of picked it up and turned around and... didn't go silly far like 2142, which probably will stand up as a good game now, after 10 years I think it was released. 10 years ago it got released.
I never got to play it.
No, it was different. I think if people went to rank their Battlefield games from best to worst, I think 2142 does sit pretty far down there. But... I never really got to play it enough to really comment on it.
Yeah, I think they limited it to Windows XP.
Yeah.
So I was a bit late in playing that.
Oh, that's okay. This is still running on Windows 10.
Yay, jump for joy.
Yeah, so... At least we know two games coming to E3, very likely. Now, one thing which I did have a giggle at on YouTube with both these reveals is Battlefield 1 has about a liking rating of about over a million likes, and Call of Duty has about 1.2 million likes. Dislikes. I think people on Reddit have just gone, hey,
everyone just like
this.
Mm.
So, it's good for a giggle. I'm sure the people at Activision and EA are having a laugh and a cry at the same time. But, he's a big tank.
Over things like Reddit and stuff, I can see why the Activision CEO has kind of dismissed it and isn't really caring about the view numbers.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Ben. Oh shit.
You're dying.
I am dying. Ha! Did my call... Oh, I died. Couldn't Call of Duty quick enough. I'll be a medic. Maybe I can revive me. Oh, I'm going to spawn up there. So they were... Yeah, so I suppose we'll see what comes up with Battlefield 1.
I'm interested to see how weapon modifications will work.
Yes.
I don't imagine there are many weapon modifications in World War One.
Yes, considering how basic this 1942 is, modifying your weapon, I will... Actually, if I'm the engineer... No,
you're a medic.
I suppose when I'm the engineer, I can modify my gun by putting a grenade on the end of it.
Yes.
And that's about the limit of the gun modification, so I'm surprised that... There we go. Good old aiming. Battlefield 1942. Oh, he's running over his own man. Ish.
Driver must be related to you.
Yeah. Hey, I haven't run over anyone. Ow.
Although it was good fun getting a few people in front of a tank and just getting the tank to push you.
Ah, yes. So how about we talk a little bit about history of, I suppose, our playthroughs of Call of Duty and Battlefield. Shall we start with Call of Duty since we started that beforehand?
Yeah. I started out in Call of Duty 2, I believe.
Yeah.
Some people brought it to LAN World or encouraged the owner to put it on. It ended up being very, very popular. And then after that, next one would have been Modern Warfare. And then Black Ops, and then Modern Warfare 2. And then, what was after that? It was a Triarch game.
World at War.
Yeah.
First of the Black Ops. Black Ops 0, I suppose you could say.
I think World at War was about the last, what I'd say, decent one.
Yeah, that had co-op campaign.
Mm.
That was a good campaign. I remember playing through that with you. I started with Call of Duty. I think it was like $10 at Kmart or Target, and I grabbed it there. And we had a quiet weekend. I sat there and played it through on the laptop, and oh, this is not too bad. And then when we had a LAN here, after I moved into the house, we had about 8 of us here, just playing. Well, playing LAN games, and it was about 2 in the morning. We decided, hey, let's see what this multiplayer in Call of Duty 2 is like. And I think we were still playing it till about 9 in the morning when we just went, I'm tired, I'm going to bed.
Yes, it was great fun.
That was quite a good fun LAN. The 8 of us in the same room screaming at each other. And it's like, this is the first time we'd ever played Call of Duty 2. And all we did was just play multiplayer. And that was good evening.
I am happy that they've gone to the 3-year development cycle.
Yeah, per developer.
Maybe then we'll get some better games.
Well, it's giving them at least a bit more time to polish the game and make them work. They're not churning them out Well, they're still churning them out yearly.
Either that, or it's going to be 2 years for a game and 1 year for a remake.
Yeah. So that was my my fun times with Call of Duty. Oh, I can heal in here. I'll just stay here. Yeah. So the Call of what else did we have? Then we had after that LAN. That's shortly before Modern Warfare came out. And so we ended up buying that and then inheriting about half a dozen copies of it when Ethereal Realms closed down.
Mm.
So, oh, my. Damn it, Hermann Schmidt. So I think we've got, how many copies have we got? I think we've got about
six or seven.
Seven or so, yeah. We have a lot of copies of it. Oh, here they come marching. So... Yeah, it's still like it was a fun. It's still a fun game. Like I said, it's a because it was the first one which actually introduced weapon modifications.
Yep.
And the leveling system. And well, I suppose the map I really like and the map you really hate, which is the sea containers, where you spit and you've spat on the other side of the map.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
It's, yeah.
Containment, I think.
Shitty.
Shipment. One of the two. I enjoy it. But I'm simple. Yeah, let me just wrap my wiener up.
That's okay, you're about to lose anyway.
Oh, I need after five more deaths. Need some health? Oh, you're not on my team. just give me a minute. Well, at least I got 31 kills. These are hard bots too. There I was sitting there healing myself and they're just sitting there watching me.
And then they shot you.
And then they shot me. New map. I did play a lot of Black Ops 2 on Xbox 360.
Can't remember. I think I played a bit of Black Ops, but that was when it started waning. Modern Warfare 2 was just kind of, eh.
Yeah.
It was okay, but...
So I got, with Call of Duty Black Ops 2, it's the... First game where I have got up to level 55 in multiplayer. I've capped at that. So I'm up to the point where I can prestige. However, by the time I got to that point in the game, it was Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3. Was it? Was that the one that came out after?
Fish.
I think so. I'm sure I'll Google it later. But the next Call of Duty title was pretty much coming out. And so I just knew that if I prestiged, I wouldn't be able to play it enough to level it up enough again to actually prestige again or anything. So pretty much I still have this level 55 character. I still jump into a multiplayer game because it actually is still very popular on 360. And I play a match and then I get no points because I haven't prestiged. All I'm doing is just leveling up weapons now. That's all I can do. So, sort of, doesn't matter how many kill streaks I do or die or whatever, I just don't level up it anymore. But if I do, then I'm going to be stuck at like level 1 or 2 because the next Call of Duty's come out and no one's playing it as much anymore, despite how popular it is. I used to play a lot of Gun Game and another one. Just sort of like all the fun game types, but...
Yeah, the ones that not many people play.
Yeah, and back when it was the only Call... Well, it was the latest Call of Duty out, those were very popular. But now, I could sit there in the lobby for half an hour and my Xbox will all auto-shut off.
Yeah.
Because there's just no activity. So, it's a shame. It was good fun, Black Ops 2. I did like the multiplayer in it.
Yeah, it's just spitting games out every year kind of fractured the player base quite a lot.
Yeah. So we'll see what they can do with Infinity Ward. Infinity War. Did I get that right? Infinite War. Infinite Warfare. Okay. At least they're getting their company name. Although, is it Infinity Ward doing the development on this one? Or
I've lost track of who's doing what. I'm pretty sure it's still Treyarch doing the old ones and Call of Duty doing the future ones.
Yeah. Okay. So... Oh, bloody hell. Martin! I was driving! Anyway.
Not driving fast enough.
No, apparently not. I can get a plane now. Alright, and... Yeah, in the later Call of Duties, I never got Ghosts, I never played Black Ops 3, never played Advanced Warfare. It had Kevin Spacey in it. I just unfortunately never really...
I think after Modern Warfare I ended up buying them for you because I just wanted the Collector's Edition crap. So I just gave you the game.
That explains everything. Okay. So... That's, I suppose, Call of Duty in a nutshell. It's great for quick multiplayer. Was once great for LAN gaming. And, well, if you don't like this year's one, don't worry. There might be one next year you'll dislike just as much, or perhaps like.
Yeah, I think at this stage, if they don't like it, they're not going to like it.
No,
they're not really changing anything.
No. Alright, I'm still getting shot. Alright, next one. Battlefield. Let's start from the beginning in 1942.
I don't think I was born then.
So, let's see, we've had Battlefield 1942,
yep.
Then Battlefield Vietnam,
yep.
Then Call of Duty 2, Parachute, and then, not Call of Duty 2, Battlefield 2.
Yep, because then, they, the creators of the Modern Warfare, or the Modern Combat mod, didn't want to sell to EA.
So they basically just made their own. Yep. And then it was Battlefield Bad Company, then Battlefield Bad Company 2, then Battlefield 3, then Battlefield 4, and Battlefield
2142. Yeah.
And now Battlefield 1. Now, if I get a pen and paper and write this all down, I know Call of Duty stopped counting after 4. By the way, I never played Call of Duty 3 because that one was an Xbox exclusive.
Yeah, I never played it either. Never
played it neither. Call of Duty, Battlefield, I've lost my trail of thought. The numbers are all over the place. I mean, they sort of went, all right, we've got Battlefield 3, all right, we've got Battlefield 4, what should we do? Let's do Battlefield 1.
Yeah, I think that's stupid.
Not at one point in my life while playing this game, Battlefield 1942, did I go, shit, did I just miss out the first 1943 copies of the game? Editions of the game?
Oh yeah, and they've got Battlefield 1941.
Ah, yes. I forgot about that one.
Which they didn't bring to PC, the lying fucktards.
Yes.
Still a little bit salty. How many years on?
Yeah, 4 years, 5 years? 2012, I think it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the console exclusive Battlefield, which has only got a few maps. But I still enjoyed it on the Xbox, but I could see the appeal for it on, well, everything else as well. But we'll catch up on that one. Battlefield 1942, here we are. As you can see, you can drive.
Yeah, again, that was, for me, was another LAN world game.
Yeah.
I think we had that before Call of Duty 2.
So I think, because this one came out in 2001, I believe. I remember going to a LAN party in Karatha, and the guy's going, "Here, we're playing this game." And I'm going, "We'll have to get a copy then, and buy it and play it." And I did. And so, and ever since then, we're just
back in the days when you could buy a copy at LANs that you went to.
Yes. Still a great game. I really do like this.
Yeah, classics never die, and this is a classic.
And yeah, and it still runs on Windows 10. Am I doing burnouts?
Very
yeah.
Slow, wide burnouts.
That's right. I'm probably not leaving any tracks, though I am riding on tracks.
Now, see, on 1941, you probably would, but we wouldn't know, because it's not on PC.
And if I hit a sandbag barrier, it would break the thing, because everything's almost breakable.
Not on PC, it's not.
But this had a lot of good mods, at least. We can...
Like the Desert Combat mod.
Desert Combat, which got very popular.
Yes.
Then there was a lot of mods just based on stunts.
Yeah, the main ones would have been the realism mods and Desert Combat.
So, and it still stands up today. I do remember. I remember when I first went to play a multiplayer game of this with just a friend, and it was only the two of us on a small map. And what we ended up doing was, I couldn't find him, and I went up to a flag to take it, and I was looking around everywhere for him, and I could not find him for the life of me. And I went up to a flagpole to capture it, and I could see this dynamite at the base of the flagpole. And so I ran away, ran back to it, and I was looking at it to the point where I started poking at it with a knife. Because I actually did not know you could have dynamite in the game. So I'm literally going up to it going, "What is this? Is this actually in the game?" And so I'm sitting there literally just stabbing it. And then it blows up. And then all I hear in the next room is the maniacal laughing of my friend. Absolutely pissed himself because he was hiding. And he just says, all he could see was me run up to this pole, run back, and then start stabbing the base of it. And then I'm flying to the air, my arms kicking and screaming over a hill.
I love the ragdoll physics in Battlefield.
And so we still keep playing it today. I fired one bullet. And I killed no one, but I died once. I hit nothing. That's a pretty good ratio, maybe.
Yeah, that... Yeah.
I destroyed nothing, I shot nothing, I hit nothing.
Well done.
I did well. And I dare say that's probably time. So, Battlefield, Call of Duty. What should we call this one? Just Call of Battle Duty Field?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Call of Battle Duty Field, okay. Alright. Let's see what comes out over the next few days and see what we can port on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Have a good evening, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's...